Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Shavuos is dedicated by Schus Refuah Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
We're learning Maseches Shavuos Daf Chavav. We're going to start the shiur on the last sugya Daf Chavav and Beis, the sugya by Shua Seidus. The Gemara starts Amar Abaya Umayder Rav Oimel Chaveir Shua Shani Yedei Lecha Eidus Vishtakach Deloya Adelei the Potter Hayav Alas Bechlal Sheini Yedei Lecha Eidus. The Gemara is coming off the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel have a Machlokes by Shvua Shezorak Pliny Tzor Liam or Shaloi Zorak. The Rav holds that there is a Chiyuv of Shvua's Bitoy because he doesn't hold you need Isalaba. Shmuel holds his Pater. Why? Because Shmuel holds that the only time you Chiyuv by Shvua's Bitoy L'Sha'avar if you can have a similar Shvua L'Haba. So here we say Shvua Shezorak Pliny Tzor Liam, you wouldn't be able to make a shmua, or you wouldn't be chayav in a shmua she yizrek pleini tzor liyam. You wouldn't be able to make that same shmua l'abba because he's not b'shusay, and we explained that in the previous shia. So, Mel, that's how shmua holds your partner. Mashenk and Rav holds. It doesn't matter as long as it doesn't have to be yisla l'abba. You don't need that this same shmua should be able to be made for the future. But Rav is maskim, that it has to be yisla b'lan v'hein. If you say a shmua to do something, and you wouldn't be able to make a similar shvua not to do that thing, or you say a shvua not to do something, and you wouldn't be able to make a shvua to do that thing, that's less of a b'lan v'hein, and that Rav is maskim, that's the machlokes we didn't say in the Rabbanan, that we'll speak about in Daf Chav Zayin. So Abaye is saying like this, let's say he makes a shvua that he knows Eidus for someone, he makes a shvua that he does know Eidus, and it ends up being a lie, he really doesn't know, but he made a shvua that he does know. So Abaye says, in that case, Rav will be maskim that you're potter, because you wouldn't be able to make a shvua that you don't know the Eidus. That wouldn't be chayiv. So it's less of a lav. And the question is, why? Why isn't it a perfectly valid shvua to say shvua that I don't know the Eidus? Just like he says shvua that I do know the Eidus, and he really doesn't know, so that's a shvua's bidui. But he's saying he can't make a similar shvua, a shvua that he doesn't know the Eidus, and he really does know. Why? Why would that also be a shvua's bita? Why are we saying that shvua she'eini yedei lecha Eidus is not a proper shvua, it's not a shvua that you chayiv on, and mainly even shvua she'eidei lecha Eidus then would have a problem, it's less of a lavein. So Rashi explains, because ein echinami, when someone says shvua she'eini yedei lecha Eidus, he's not a chayiv, but he's not chayiv a shvua's bitoy. There's a new parasha called shvua's eidus. It's in the same parasha of Karban Eilevi, but there's a new parasha called shvua's eidus. That when someone makes a shvua that he doesn't know eidus, in the case where he's making the shvua in Bezdin, and the person needs his eidus in order to win the din Torah, and he's being chayivish his eidus, and not only that, but v'shama kalali, he's making a shvua that he doesn't know eidus, so then, he's chayiv a carbon shvua. That's a new parasha called shvua seidus. And here the Gemara discusses why do we need a new parasha shvua seidus? If vinishvi every shvua seidus would be shvua's bitoy, so why did Tai write a new parasha shvua seidus? It's the same carbon. It's the same carbon elavi that you get for shvua's bitoy that you get for shvua seidus. So that's what our Gemara discusses. That according to Shmuel, it's very good, because every shvua seidus, when you say shvua she'eini yedei lecha eidus, that I don't know eidus for you, that's a shvua l'sha'avar, you can't make that same shvua l'abba. You can't make a shvua that I will know eidus for you. That's impossible. So memela, you never have a din shvua's bita in the case of shvua seidus. So according to Shmuel, when you need issa b'l'abba, so that's why the Torah made a new parasha called shvua seidus, because otherwise there wouldn't be a din shvua's bita in that case, because it's less l'abba. But according to Rav, the Gemara discusses, why do you need a new parasha of Shua Seidus? If it wouldn't be Shua Seidus, so it would be Shua's Bitoy. So what's in the gay of the Lach of Shua Seidus? So the Gemara says here, the Rabban and Kamed Avayah thought that maybe you get two, maybe you bring two Karbanis. You have Michaya for Shua Seidus, and you also Chaya for Shua's Bitoy. That's a Pshan Shua Seidus. It's two Isurim. There's an Issur of Shua's Bitoy. And then when it's Negei Eidus, you get a new Issur called Shua Seidus, and you Chaya for two Karbanis. But Abaye and Rava both explained why you're not chayiv two karbanis, like we'll see. So Abaye told them the reason why there's a new parasha of Shua Seidus is to tell you that Mechuyev and Mezit. By Shua's Bidi, it's only when you're a shaygig. You don't bring a karban on Shua's Bita when you amaze it. If you deliberately make a Shua Sheker, there is no carbon. It says vanilla. Now Sheker is Shua Seder, so it doesn't say vanilla. And the Mela is Chiyiv, even if you're amazed, even if you really knew that you're Mechiyiv Edus, and you deliberately decided to make a Shua that you don't know the Edus, amazed, still you Chiyiv a carbon. But Al-Kopanim, that's a Gemara later, but Al-Kopanim, the Gemara here is saying that according to Rav, even though you don't need Issa B'Lava, but you do need Issa B'Lava Hain, so let's say someone makes a Shua Sheyadei Elecha Edus, he makes a Shua that you know Edus, and he really doesn't, so Memele is Chayiv a carbon shvua. No, he's part of him a carbon shvua. He doesn't have to be a carbon shvua spita. Why? Because if he would have made the same shvua balav, a shvua she'eni yedei lecha edus, and he really does, that's not a shvua spita. That's a shvua se'edus. So Memele, that's called less of a lav vehein. Because since the lav wouldn't be a shvua spita, it would be a shvua se'edus, but it wouldn't be a shvua spita, so Memele the hein also can't be a shvua spita. Shua's bita has to be that you could have the Shua's bita b'lav vehein. That's the Gemara, and we'll discuss that Nakuda soon. But first, a Nakuda before that, Abaye feared us, just like Rav is made by Shua Shani Adelecha Eidos, and he didn't know he's made at Yepater, because it's called less of b'lav vehein, because Shua Shani Adelecha Eidos wouldn't be a Shua's bita, it would be a Shua's Eidos. And then he says, Yadati v'loyadati. Let's say he says a Shua, not that I know, but I knew. A shua that I knew Edus, or a shua that I didn't know Edus. So there, that's not a shua se'edus. Shua se'edus is not whether you knew the Edus. Shua se'edus is not if you know the Edus. So there, that's issa b'lav vehein. You can have a shua yadati and a shua of lo yadati. They both will be considered a shua's bitui. But according to Shmuel, you'll be potter because you wouldn't be able to have a shua she'edalach Edus or shalei edalach Edus. You can't make a shua that I will know or I won't know. And al derech zeh, Hey, anity, a shua that I was made for you, or I was not made for you, that also would be a machlekes Rav and Shmuel, because a shua that I will be made, or I won't be made, that's like a shua, either l'kayim a semitzah or l'vatel semitzah, because you're mechuyiv to say edus with someone if you know edus. So if you made a shua that I did, that I was made, or I was not made, according to Rav, you'd be chayiv, but according to Shmuel, it would be less of a l'haba, because if you make such a shvua l'haba, a shvua that I will be made, I won't be made, that would be a shvua levatel semitzah or lekayim semitzah, so that wouldn't be a shvua smita. That's the sugya sagamar. Now, why don't you send this ach in Rashi? Because kibshudai, the reason why it's not possible to have a shvua she'edalacha edus, or shvua shalai edalacha edus, the reason why yadati v'lo yadati is considered less of a l'haba, is because it's not biyadei b'chlal. You can't make a shua, I will know something. I will know Edus. How do you know if you'll know it? It depends. If you'll be there, so you'll know it. If you won't be there, you won't know it. It's not biyadcha b'chlal to know Edus or not to know Edus. And that's what the Ritva says. But Rashi, di b'maskel yadati v'lo yadati machlaikis, Rashi is machlaikis the Rav Shmuel, the issa b'la v'hein, it is b'la v'hein whether I knew Edus or I didn't know Edus, because neither of them is shua se'edus. The lesser b'la b'a, why? Rashi says, the nishba levatel semitzvahu. So l'chayr it's a pella. First of all, l'chayr, you have a much better reason. How is he supposed to know? How is he supposed to determine if he'll know Edus or he won't know Edus? But milvadzeh, what does Rashi mean? It's nishba levatel semitzvah. There's no mitzvah to know Edus. There's no mitzvah not to know Edus. What does he mean? It's levatel semitzvah. It's a mitzvah to know Edus. If you know Edus, then it's a mitzvah to say the Edus. There's no mitzvah to know the Edus. So Rashi is Tamua, and the Marsha already asked the Kasha. There is a Girsa that they bring from Miksav Yad that Rashi is not going on Yadati v'lo Yadati. Rashi is going on He'anati v'lo He'anati. So that would make sense. He'anati v'lo He'anati. Rashi had to explain why it's less of a Laba, because to say that I won't be made for you, if you know the Edus, that's Nishba Levanta Samitsu Yimachuiv, they made for him. And Yadati v'lo Yadati, Rashi didn't have to bother explaining. It's obvious why it's less Laba. How can you make sure that you will know something? So there is such a girsa, but that's not how the girsa that we have, though, is the chayav very shrei, unless you magia. So the Marsha says, pshat, ksas daichik, that maybe when he says loy eda, he doesn't mean he won't know the edus. He means he'll make it kilu he won't know the edus. He won't say the edus. Loy eda means, let's say it is something that you know, and you make a shvua that you won't know it. When you make a shvua, you won't know something which you already know, it means that you'll pretend you don't know it. You'll act as if you don't know it. That's what Rashi means. So Mele Shvush Le'edin L'Cha Edus means, I'm not going to quote-unquote know the Edus for you. I'm not going to go and tell the Beis Din about the Eidus that I know for you. That's what it means. I won't know the Eidus for you. Now the Netziv says something very interesting. The Netziv says, he says it both a little bit, part of this is in the Mishnah, part of it in the Gemara. He says, Rashi holds, if you make a shvua that I won't know Eidus, that wouldn't necessarily be a shvua shav, because what you mean to say is, I'm making a shvua that I'm going to try not to know the Eidus. I'm going to do what I can not to know this Eidus for you. In other words, the guy's, let's say, planning on borrowing the money. So I'm making a shvua that I'm not going to know this Eidus. In other words, I'm not going to be the aid. I'm not going to go around and find out this Eidus for you. He brings the Rivash, which is brought in the Raman, Simon, Reish, Lam, and Vav. If someone makes a shvua and marry a certain woman, that even though it's not Biyadah, she might not be Maskim, it means he'll do his part. He'll try to marry her. He'll do what he can if she wants. So here also, shvua she'eda and shalai eda means I'll do my part in trying to find out this Eidus or not. But the Shaila, so why is it a shvua levatlos ha-mitzvah? Is he mechiv to go and find out the Eidus? So he says, Amari Dikazach, he holds that a shvua that I won't do something which is a mitzvah kiyumis is also called nishma levatlos ha-mitzvah. Because since if you do find out the Eidus, and you made for him, you're doing a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to say Eidus if you know the Eidus. So if you go and be an eid for him, and find out the Eidus, and be made for him, that's a mitzvah, and you make a shvua you're not going to do it, that's also called a shvua levatlos ha-mitzvah. And he brings a raya from the Rambam. The Rambam says that a shvua that he won't wear a beged, shana ishtayim, then he's not allowed to wear tzitzis, because it's kail. It's kail other begadim. And the Mefarshim are bothered, l'chaya, if you make a shvua, you won't wear tzitzis, you're not mechuyiv to wear tzitzis, why is that called levatlos ha-mitzvah? Why would it be called the Vatal Semitzvah if you make a shua directly that you won't put on a talus with tzitzis? Why is that called the Vatal Semitzvah? You're not mechuyiv to put on a talus with tzitzis. It's only an isser. If you have a talus with four corners, you don't put on tzitzis, you're being mevatal the mitzvah tzitzis. But if you don't wear a talus altogether, you're not being mevatal any mitzvah. Azakin is siv, lefid varev, it's good, because even though the mitzvah is not a mitzvah mechuyiv to do, but since it's a key mitzvah by wearing tzitzis, and you made a shua you won't wear tzitzis, it's a mela. That's cool, nishba levatal semitzah. And he wants to teach the Gemara earlier said by Shua she'etain, the Mishnah Chafeim and Alam says Shua she'etain leish pleini shalei etain. And the Gemara says my etain ilay mitzdakal ani mushvay marsinayhu shenem anasin titulay elamatana laashir. So the Rishayim shtelzich, what's the Gemara's kasha that if he's an ani mushvay aymin, you're not mechuyev necessarily to give to that particular ani tzdaka. And you're not mechuyev to give him this amount. You can give him less l'chayra. You made a shvua that you're going to give a shvua. You'll give $100 to an ani. It's mushvah v'ayin. You're not necessarily mechuyev to give to this ani. And you're not mechuyev to give him $100. So the Rishayim say, Rashba, other Rishayim, that ain't a chinami. That's all part of the teres of matan al-ashir. The Gemara means if you're going to say a shvua to an ani that's asking you for a tzedakah, and he needs the money, so you taka mechuyev to give him this amount of money that you're making a shvua to give him. In that case, it's mushvoy mar sinai. But ain't a chinami to give him more than what you would be mechuyev to give him, your share of the tzedakah, or to give him more than what he actually desperately needs, or whatever the case is, it's more than machsere. Of course, that also would be a case where he's not mushvoy mar. That's all nichol neteres of a tunnel asher, even though he's not an asher. But zakta netziv, no. Rashi would hold that even if you're not mechuyev to give him this money, but since if you give him the money, you are being mekayim the mitzvah staka, so that's also called nishbul of atlas and mitzvah. The Einig Yantif, at the end of Simon Aleph, and Einig Yantif also says this yisayid, he also is mechavim to this yisayid, and he wants to bring another ayah that the Yerushalmi says that when someone makes a shua that he won't sit in the sukkah, it's called nishbul of atlas and mitzvah, because even though you could say that he didn't only mean sukkahs, so why don't you say kail? Just like so many shvur that he won't eat matzah, we say the kail. We say since eating matzah doesn't only mean on Pesach, he won't eat matzah, period. So mail a migah that it's chal. The rest of the year, it's also chal on Pesach. That's the Yishalmi sheet that we spoke about it earlier. But sukkah, the Yishalmi says, is only on sukkahs. Even though the word sukkah could mean sitting in a sukkah, not on sukkahs, but minastam, when he says shleishah b'sukkah, he means on sukkahs. That's what the Yishalmi says. So the Einig Yantif is bothered, fine. But he's not mechuyev to sit in the sukkah. He cannot eat. He cannot eat bread. He can eat peiris, the whole sukkah. and not any bread, except for the first night. But of course, Sukkah means any time it's on Sukkot. So there are plenty of times on Sukkot where he doesn't have to be sitting in the Sukkah. You only mechuyev to sit in the Sukkah when you're eating a paskebeya, or when you're sleeping. Otherwise, you're not mechuyev to sit in the Sukkah. So why should that be called Levatel as a mitzvah? Chazak deinig yantiv, this you're saying, that the pshat is that since l'maisa, if you do sit in the Sukkah and eat in the Sukkah, you get a kiyum mitzvah any time you're sitting in the Sukkah, even though you didn't have to do it. But since l'maisa, it's a kiyum mitzvah. So that also would be considered ishbel levatel as a mitzvah. Now the Netziv and the Einig Yantiv bring another ayin to the Yisayid. From the Gemara in the Darim. The Gemara in the Darim says that someone says that Eshna Perig Zeb, Nedir God another L'kei Yisroel. He made a nether that he's going to learn a certain Perig. So that's a nether. So someone says, why is it a nether? Mushvavai Mer Sinai. He was Mechuyiv to learn Torah. He's Mushvavai Mer Sinai. So the Gemara answers, Kevin the Yibai Pot the Navshe Shachas V'Arvis. Since he didn't have to, he could learn for the mitzvahs, Liman HaTorah, it's good enough, Shachar Sa'arvis, so Mela, he's not considered Mushvay Mer Sinai. That's the Gemara in the Darim Daf Ches. So Frekslich Lekasha, he has a mitzvahs, Liman HaTorah, but he said, Eshna Perig Zeh. He didn't have to learn this Perig for his mitzvahs, Liman HaTorah. He could learn anything in the Torah for the mitzvahs, Liman HaTorah. So why shouldn't the Shvua be Chal that he has to now learn this Perig, and he can't learn something else in the Torah? So the Netziv says, the Chayyar the Rishaynim that hold that on a mitzvah kiyumis, you don't say nishmalavatos a mitzvah. The Rishaynim say, let's say, by tzedakah. It has to be a case where he's mechuyev to give this ani the tzedakah. They'll have to say that's all nichol in the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara's Teretz of Kevin the Yibay, Patan Ashi, Bekush, B'Shachas, Arvis means, avadad is a chiyev liman atarit, but he could just learn Shachas, Arvis, Krishma, or he could learn other things. He doesn't have to learn this parak. That's all nichol in the Teretz. But he says, Lefinis Yisayin, it's very good. The Gemara's Kasha is very good. The Gemara's Kasha is that Lemais Havinis Shvi, if you're going to learn this parak, you can be Mekayim Mitzvah Sliman Atayah. And Lefinis Yisayin, that in a mitzvah kiyumis, you also say Nishba Levatos a mitzvah. So Avada the Gemara is asking, good, Mushmoyim Mer Sinai. Lemais learning this parak is a mitzvah Sliman Atayah. So what's the Gemara's Teretz? So the Rambam anyway is bothered with the Gemara's Teretz. What do you mean you can pat yourself a Krishma Shachar Zarvis? I'm glad you can't. We used to be in Valayli. We have to learn all the time. That's right, the Rambam. So the Rambam answers, because not Mefurish Bekra. What's Mefurish Bekra is only Shachar Zarvis. The mitzvah of learning all the time is not Mefurish Bekra. What's Mefurish Bekra is B'shachva V'kamecha. That's stating the Rambam of Ches in the Darm. So Iva Zayzak Def, it's not Mefurish Bekra. So even a mitzvah kiyumis, if the mitzvah is not Mefurish Bekra, and you don't say that Mishvayim Mer Sinai. But you see from the Gemara's Kasha, and the Gemara's Kasha, Mishvayim Mer Sinai, the Gemara could have said, for Yuchiv to Tlatamata, you don't have to learn this Perek Bechlal. You can learn whatever you want. Why did the Gemara have to answer? Because it's not Mefurish Bekra, if the way the Ran learns, that Mefurish Bekra is only Shachas Marvis. Even if it would be Mefurish Bekra, but I don't have to learn this Perek, Elamai, but since learning this Perek is a mitzvah Talmatera, that's called the mitzvah kiyumis. That would be called nishba levatos mitzvah. So just to see what we said, Rashi, the way Agirsin Rashi is that yadati v'lo yadati is called lesser b'laba because it's called eda v'lo eda would be called nishba levatos mitzvah, which the chayitz of pliya. What does it mean? It's nishba levatos mitzvah, and also the chayitz done that shayach for him to make sure that he'll know the edus. How is he going to determine that? So the Siv answers eda v'lo eda means I'm going to be mishtadl to know, or I'm going to be mishtadl not to know the Eidus. And why is it nishba levatos a mitzvah zakt in a tziv? Because in a mitzvah kiyumis, since if he knows the Eidus and he's made, then he's doing a mitzvah, so that's also called nishba levatos a mitzvah. And he brings a raya from tzitzis, and the Rambam's mavur that not wearing tzitzis is called nishba levatos a mitzvah, even though you're not mechuyev to wear tzitzis. And he brings a raya from the Gemara, I mean the Rishayim say not that way, but he brings a raya from matana la'ani, that giving, not giving tzedakah to this particular ani is called nishba levatos mitzvah, even though he's not mechuyev to give to this particular ani, give to other aniim. The Rishayim say not the way. The Rishayim say hachamay skin is mechuyev to this particular ani, but he wants to say lefidus yisayid will be nicha b'pshitas. And the Einig Yantiv brings a raya from sukkah. The Yishalm is avoid not sitting in the sukkah is nishba levatos mitzvah, even though he could avoid sitting in the sukkah by not eating a bayit pas. Vayis dais and a mitzvah kumis is nishba levatos. And that's how they want to learn the Gemara in the Darim, that the Gemara in the Darim says, Eshna Perek Zeh will be called Nishma Levatel, if not for the fact, Lefi Leran's Pshat, that it's not Mefurish Bekra, even though he's not Mechuyev to learn this particular Perek, because in a mitzvah kiyumis is the din of Nishma Levatel as a mitzvah. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings the Machloikis Abayi and Rava, discussing what's the pshat that by Shavuos Eidus you don't also have a chiyuv of Shavuos Bitui. Why do you say any time that somebody makes a Shavuos She'eni Yedei Lecha Eidus and his chayim is in Shavuos Eidus, it's also a Shavuos Bitui? Why doesn't he also have to bring a korban al Shavuos Bitui? So Abayi says, it's Exeris HaKosav. It says, V'hoi Kiyesha Ma'achas Me'ela. It says by the parsha of korban el v'yayud, it's la'achas me'ela. Why does it say la'achas? To tell you, only can be mechayev mishum achas. It can't be mechayev because of two things. It can't be mechayev both shuas edus and shuas bita. That's more than achas. You can only be mechayev mishum achas, and that's why Abayi is saying that any time there's a chiyev shuas edus, there will not be a chiyev of shuas bita. And Rava says you don't have to come on to exeris akasav. Rava says he is saying that zedava shahaya b'chlal. That Shavuos Eidus was Bechlal Shavuos Bitui, and it was Yotza Lidim B'davah Chadash to tell you that Yichayev also on Mezid, like the Gemara said before. So once Shavuos Eidus has its own Chiddush, that Yichayev also on Mezid, so Memela, you have a din of Ein Lach Bayel L'Chidushay, and you can't be Mechayev anymore for Shavuos Bitui in the case of Shavuos Eidus, because it's a new parish of Shavuos Eidus, which is own chiddush that yichayev amazed. So now, any time something's in the parish of Shavuos Eidus, it can no longer be a Shavuos Bitui. And Rashi explains he uses lachas for a different thing, a different drasha of lachas and mechayev, like Rashi says. So the Gemara then asks the kashas is stira on Abaya. Then Abaya that says lachas at the mechayev to mechayev ishtayim. How does it stem with Abaya that says moed rav ba'im lechaveh Shavuos shani yedei lecha eidus? He's potter because it's less of any day of chaydus. And the Gemara says the answer is hadam me'abayim me'ahi. The Abayi say mechadam and ayraf papa amra. So there's a lot of raid in the Rishonim. What exactly was the Gemara's kasha and why the Gemara was chayzer? I don't want to go into all the shakel of Italian and all the different nuances, but just mechlolius. The frat what's negeya lahalacha between the machlokes Abayi and Rava and what comes out lahalacha. Even though it's not only negated to carbon, what comes out la'alacha, legabi the chi of carbon. Rashi learns like this. Rashi learns there's a big nafkemina between Abayi and Rava la'alacha. Because Abayi that says that mishum achasat the mechayvoi, viet the mechayvoi, mishum shtayim, he holds the etzim, there's a din that when you make a shua she'eni delecha edus, it really could be a shua's bitui. Now, if it's Devi, Baal does a parish of Shavuos Eidus, and you can't have both, so merely only going to have to bring one carbon al Shavuos Eidus. But really, it could be a Shavuos Bitui. It's just since there's a Chiyiv carbon of Shavuos Eidus, that's why you don't bring a carbon of Shavuos Bitui. So, Oibazai, Zok Rashi, let's say it's Psulun Eidus, or let's say it's Shaloi Bebezdin. So, merely in that case, you don't have a Chiyiv Shavuos Eidus. Shavuos Eidus has Tnon. It has to dafka be someone who's Kashal Eidus. And it has to dafka be Bebezdin. Shalei Bebezdin is no din of Shavuos Eidus. So what's the din if someone makes a Shavuos She'eni Yedei Lecha Eidus? Shalei Bebezdin. But what's the din if he's Pasul Eidus and he makes a Shavuos She'eni Yedei Lecha Eidus? So according to Abaya, he's Chayiv Shavuos Bitui. He's Chayiv Shavuos Bitui. Now Shenkin Rava that says that Shavuos Eidus is Yatsa Lidim B'davah Chadash and Memela Ein Lech Bayel Lechidushai. So Oibazai, any Shavuos She'eni Yedei Lecha Eidus can't be a Shavuos Bitui. So if you chayev mishum shuas eidus, fine. So then you'll get a carbon al shuas eidus. But if there's no, if you wouldn't be chayev al shuas eidus, you'll be potter legamri. So oibazai, the gemara frekt azai. According to Rava, Abaya early is very good. Abaya says that any time he says shuas she'ani yedei lecha eidus, any time he says a shua that I do know the eidus, it's less of a lavehain. Because when he makes a shua she'ani yedei lecha eidus, that's not going to be shuas bitui. You'll either be chayiv shuas eidus, if it's ksherim and bebezdin, you'll be chayiv shuas eidus. And if it's psulim or shalei bebezdin, then you'll be potter from shuas eidus, and you'll also be potter from shuas bitui. You won't have anything shuas bitui either. So male, it's less of balav v'hein. It's very good. But Abaya holds no. Abaya holds that the reason why you don't get two karbanis is because of lachas, exeris akasiv. So male, the exeris akasiv is you don't have two karbanis. But let's say there'll be a pter from Shavuos Eidus. If we psulin, it'll be shalei bebezdin. She'll have Shavuos Bitui. So why is it less of a lavein? You could make the shua. You made a shua she'ani yedei lecha eidus. And you could have made a shua she'eni yedei lecha eidus. If you made it chutz lebezdin, or if you're pasul eidus, So then it's Isabel Avahain. So Mel, that's why Abaye doesn't shim l'shitah. So that's what you might have to say, that Abaye was chayzer or chadim and I are papa amr. So kum des according to Rashi Ezai. Lefi Rava, if somebody is chutz lebez and goes and says shuah she'eni yedei l'chayidus, or if somebody is pasul le'edus and says shuah she'eni yedei l'chayidus, according to Abaye he'll be chayv shuah zbitei, according to Abaye if Abaye wasn't chayzer, and according to Rava he won't be chayv shuah zbitei. And Mel Oibazai, who would then if he says Shvua Shani Yedei L'Chaidus? So according to Rava, that says Ein Lach Ba'el L'Chidushai, so that also he'd be part of Shvua's Bita. It's Las Sibala Vehain. But according to Abaye that says La'achas, so Mel of Etzim, you would have a din of Shvua's Bita. It's just he can't have two. So then when he says Shvua Shani Yedei L'Chaidus, that's not called Las Sibala Vehain. It's Is Sibala Vehain, because he could say the Shvua she'eni yedei l'chaidus chutz lebezdin upsulim. That's what comes out according to Rashi. Now the Ramban also holds in Pshat come out the same as Rashi, but there's an afkamina l'alocha between Rashi and the Ramban. At the Ramban, in Milchames here and in Chedushim, he makes a chilek like this. He says, if it's chutz lebezdin, or let's say there are other tnoim that he didn't have, like we'll see after seeing the fourth perek, there's a tnai that the baldov has to be tevei him, and there's a tnai that has to be miyachad eidim. There are the tnoim that you need for shua seidus. So if you didn't have these technical tnoim for shua seidus, then according to Abai, he'd be chayv shua's bitoy, and according to Rava, he'd be potter from shua's bitoy. Mashain Kain, if he's ain a roi lehayid, if that's the vart, he's apostle, or for whatever reason he's ain a roi lehayid, hazak der Ramban b'chahay gavna, Mestama who would then if the Eidus wouldn't work, the Chahai Gavna, that's Bechlalman the Parsha of Shua Seidus. Rashi puts everything in the Parsha of Shua Seidus. Anytime you say Shua She'eni Yedei L'Chaidus, Rashi says that would be called Shua Seidus. And if it didn't fit the Gdarim of Shua Seidus, let's say his Pasal Eid or whatever it is, he wouldn't get Shua's Bitei. The Ramban says no. If the guy is not an Eid Bechlal, he's Pasal Eidus, so his Eidus wouldn't work. So that's not Shuas Eidus altogether. Even if he says Shuas any day l'chaidus, that everyone's masking will be Shuas Bitoi. The only machlekes that Bayin Rav is a case where he is an aid. He's a kosher aid. His Eidus would work. It's just the Shvu was Shalai Bebezdin. The Shvu was not because of the Teveya. They didn't fit into the Gedarim of Shuas Eidus. So there, Rav holds his part in Mikal V'kal, because once it's Yatzli Medav Echada Shein Lechbay L'chidushay. And the Bayin holds no. Any time, even for a technicality, you don't have Shuas Eidus, you'll have Shuas Bitoi. But the Ramban is learning the Gemara the same as Rashi Be'etzim. Just the Ramban holds that the fact that it's Issa Behain, if he'd be puzzled, that doesn't make it Issa Behain. We're talking about a guy, here, Abaye is talking about a case, the first Abaye, where he's kosher, and his Eidus would work, etc., etc. And the Baldova says, make a Shvua that you know the Eidus. He says, I make a shvua, I know the Eidus for you. But it's not true. He really doesn't know the Eidus. But B'chai Gavna, where he is an Eid, and the Eidus would work, if he made a shvua she'eni yedei l'chaidus, even though had he made it in Bezdin with the Tviya v'chuli v'chuli, then he wouldn't have shvua's bitui. But you could say it's the same shvua if he just made the shvua out of Bezdin, or he just made the shvua without the Tviya from the Tveya, or these pratim that you need for Shuas Eidus, it would work for Shuas Bitoi. So Mel, that would be called this a Sibalah Vahain. So that's why you have to say that Abaye that said earlier that it's less Sibalah Vahain doesn't stem with this Abaye. We'll go with Rava that ain't Lech Bayel Lechidushai. Because we're talking about a guy that's Kashal Eidus. We're talking about a guy whose Eidus would work, and he made a Shuas Shani Yedei Lech Eidus. If he would make a Shuas Shani Yedei Lech Eidus, no matter what, it wouldn't be Shuas Bitoi. If it has a Tom of Shuas Eidus, it would be Shuas Eidus. If not, it would be Pata Lagamri. But Rav is masking that if he's Pasul, then that wouldn't be called Shuas Eidus. That would be called Shuas Bita. That's not in the parish of Shuas Eidus, Bechlal. But it wouldn't make that Issa B'lai V'hein, because he happens to be Kasher. So these are the two Mahalchim in the Sugya. They're really a similar Mahalch. That the Yisayda Dover is like this. That a Abaye here that says La'achas, that says that really a Shuas Eidus would be Chayev al Shuas Bitoi. Now you can't be Chayev twice. You're going to find the case of Issa B'lai V'hein. In a case where you don't have Shuas Eidus, and then you'll be Chayev Shuas Bitoi. Mashenkin Rav at the holds of Ein Lech Bayel Lechidushai. So then it's less of B'lai V'hein. Because even in a case where you won't have Shuas Eidus, you won't be Chayev altogether, because Ein Lech Bayel Lechidushai. that a machlegis Rashi and the Ramban is how wide it goes. Rashi says any time you say shua she'eni delecha edus, even if you pasul edus, it's also you'd say in lachbeilach chidusha and you wouldn't have a shua's bitay. And the Ramban's mechalek that if the pshat is kashal edus, he's just missing in the tnam of shua se'edus like he didn't do it bebezden ukadayma, then you won't have a chi of shua's bitay. Mashenget if he's pasul edus, he can't be made. He doesn't have a din to be made bechlal. So that's not in the parasha shua se'edus. Even Rav is masking mechayim b'shem shua's bitay. But in Pshat and the Gemara, it's the same, because the Issa, the less of Balava Hain, according to Rava, is because Vinishvi, in this case, where he is an Eid and he is Kashal Eid, so Mele the Shuash Eid Lecha Eidus could not be Chayavat Shuas Bitoi, either it will be Chayavat Shuas Eidus or be part of Legamri. But the Rambam, and the Mefarshim speak about the Rambam, it's Shver Rambam. The Rambam Lamaisa Paskins, at any time there's a Pturif Vishuas Eidus, is a Chi of Vishuas Bitoi. So he seems to be Paskining like Abaya. That's what the Rambam Paskins. The Rambam goes to the Tanam Vishuas Eidus, and he says, when you have the Tanam Vishuas Eidus, Yechayim Vishuas Eidus. When you don't have the Tanam Vishuas Eidus, no matter what, Yechayim Vishuas Bitoi. Except by Mezid, you'd be Potter. By Mezid, there is no Shuas Bitoi by Mezid. But still, the Rambam Paskins, that when someone makes a shvuah shani adelecha edus, he's potter from shvuah's bitay because it's less of b'lai v'hein. So l'chari is very shrei. Had the Rambam learned the Gemara? So you look in the Rimagash, and it's clear the Rambam learned like the Rimagash, and that's what the Chedusha Rabbeinu Meir Simcha HaKayin says. Rabbeinu Simcha, the Arsameach, he has his Chedushim on the Shas. He says, clear, the Rambam's learned like the Rimagash. You look at the Rimagash, the Rimagash learns Vakert. The Rimagash learns that both Abaya and Rava, just Abaya learns it out from a pasuk, and Rava just says in Misvara, hold mamish vakeret. They hold that when any time it's a shegig, the pshat is yichayim mishum shuas bitoi, not shuas eidus. That Abaya holds that the pasuk of Achas teaches you that the whole din of shuas eidus is dafka by mezid. When a guy makes a shuas she'eni yedelecha eidus b'shegig, that's shuas bitoi, not shuas eidus. And Rava holds that way, not from the pasuk of Achas, but from the svar of Ein Lach Bei Lach Chidushay. If you bound it says a new chiddush, davish in a skadish bay, it's leading b'davah chadish that mezid is by shuas eidus. Ein Lach Bei Lach Chidushay that shuas eidus is dafka by mezid, and by shaking it's dafka shuas bitoy. That's how the Rimagash learns Abaya and Rava, and the kash of Omer Abaya is not because according to Rava which shtim. For Omer Abaya is a pshat that both Abaya and Rava here don't shtim with Abaya earlier. Because Abaya earlier that said that Shvuah Shani Adei Lecha Eidus is less of B'lai V'hein clearly doesn't stem with Abaya here or with Rava here. Because he has to name on that even by Shegig, Shvuah She'eni Adei Lecha Eidus is Shvuah Se'edus. Because if you're going to say like both Abaya and Rava here, that the whole din of Shvuah Se'edus is Dafka by Mezid, and by Shegig there is no Shvuah Se'edus. By Shegig it's Dafka Shvuah's Bitoy. So then, Ibazai, Shua Shani Adechaidus is Avada Issa B'lai V'hein, because Shua Shani Adechaidus is a Pasha to Shua's Bitoy. So the Gemara says, Hadabe Abaya Me'ahi means that the Pshat is Abaya was Chayzer, and really the other Abaya that says, the first Abaya that says that by Shua Shani Adechaidus is less of B'lai V'hein, he holds Al Koponim when there is a Chi of Shua's Adechaidus, like by Shegig, there's no Chi of Shua's Bitoy. Another Rabbi, by Shegig it's Tafka Shua's Adechaidus and not Shua's Bitoy. That's the Rimagash, and that's what the Rambam holds. There's a big arichas there, v'en kamakam laharich. But just bekitzit to sum up, three shitas in the Rishonim. Rashi's shita is that according to Rava, any time you make a shua she'eni yodei lecha edus, even if you pasul, even if you chutz lebezdin, in any case bechlal, vibalt, it's yatzal lidim b'davachadash ein lech be'elech edushay, you can only be chayav on the shua she'eni lecha edus al shua se'edus. You can't be chayav al shuas bitoy. If it doesn't fit with the gedarim of shuas se'edus, the meli patel legamri. That's a rav holds. The abaya that says la'achas holds not that way. But abaya was chayzer from that. The Ramban, and then there's a rush in shuas se'edus, simin yates. It holds mamish like that way in Rashi. That even by psulim, even chutz lebezin, in all cases, when you say shuas she'eni del chayedus, as I be a patel from shuas se'edus, you patel from shuas bitoy as well. The Ramban is Mechalik. The Ramban is Mechalik and says that when the person is an Eid, and he could be Mayan, but God, that he doesn't have a Chiyah Shua Se'edus on a technicality, he wasn't Bebezdin, or he wasn't Alpi Tevei U'Kadayma, Then you have the machlekes Abai and Rava, and according to Rava, the baltitz of Shavuos Eidus will be potter from Shavuos Bitoy, and he won't be chayv from Shavuos Eidus either. Vashegim, when he's a apostle of Eidus, Eidus wouldn't be moil, that's bechal not in the parish of Shavuos Eidus, then he would have a chayv of Shavuos Bitoy. Mashengin, the Rambam holds no. The Rambam holds any single time you potter from Shavuos Eidus, you chayv Shavuos Bitoy, even if it's just a technicality. And he learned Rava Fakert that Ein Lech Bayel Chidushit means that only by Mezid is an Shavuos Eidus, we don't paskin like Rava. We pass in Lamaisa, there is an Inshuas Eidus by Shegig. But any time there's no Chiv Shuas Eidus, you would have a Chiv Shuas Bita. That's a Shitas Aramba. And now let's go back to, let's see the Sugya Nafchavavim and Aleph. In the middle of the Amid, the Gemara brings a brice that says like this, Taner Rabbanan, Ha'odom B'Shua, Pra'la Onus. Since it says, Mechol HaShe Yavate Ha'odom B'Shua, Yildarshan Ha'odom B'Shua, he has to be Ha'odom B'Shas T'Shua, not when he's an oinus, when he doesn't have das. Vanilla, prat l'mezid. Vanilla's telling you, if he's a mezid, he knows that he's making a shua sheker. He doesn't have to bring a carbon shua. And then, mimenu, shenasalma mimenu shua. When he forgot the shua, yachal shenasalma menu chayvitz, you would think also when he forgot the chayvitz, tam loim v'shua vanilla. Alhelim shua v'chayiv, eina chayiv alhelim chayvitz. And the Gemara is going to explain what's helim shua and what's helim chayvitz. Now this brisa severely limits the hagdara. When are you going to be chayiv for carbon shvua, both by shvua la over and by shvua la abo? And this chalukei dinim and machlokes rishonim on both these two topics, sayin shvua la over and sayin shvua la abo. When exactly are you going to be chayiv a carbon shvua on shvua la over, and when exactly are you chayiv a carbon shvua on shvua la abo? So I want to speak about both these sugyas, say the din of shvua la'avar, l'sha'avar, and say the din of shvua la'abar. First, we'll start with shvua l'sha'avar. So what's the case that you could be chayiv shvua? Shvua l'sha'avar means that you made a shvua that something happened, a shvua confirming a fact that happened already, and the fact was incorrect, you made the shvua was sheker. So the Gemara learns out from ha'odom b'shvua, prat la'onis, and the Gemara says, hechi dami, the Gemara brings the story of Kahan and Ravasi. That Rav Kahan and Ravasi both made a shvua. He made a shvua that Rav said this, and the other one made a shvua Rav said faket. And Rav said like one of them, and the other one said, so what? I made a shvua sheker. Rav said, no, libcha ansa, there's a din of adam shvua. So kumtais, if the shaking of the shvua was because you didn't know that the fact that you were making a shvua was incorrect, Yidicha, don't bring a carbon. Taisa says, in that case, not only don't bring a carbon, you didn't even do anything wrong. You weren't over any Isser Bechlal. As long as you really thought that the Shvua that you made was correct, that's not an Isser Bechlal. He brings a case in Gittin, which he's bothered with, where there, the woman made a Shvua that she didn't get anything from the Ksuva because she didn't remember that she really did. He said that's different because she should have been more careful. So it doesn't always apply that there's no Issa Bechlal, but Al-Kabanim, there's Zichah no carbon. So what is the case where you could bring a carbon by Shvua L'Shavra? I mean, if you know that you're saying a Sheker, so then you're amazed. And if you believe you're saying an Emes, so then you have a Ptur of Adam Mishvua, and could be like we're saying, could be the Bechlal, you didn't do any Issa. So what's the case of doing a Shvus Bitoy, a Shvua Sheker, that was b'shoig that yichayev a carbon. So the Gemara right afterwards, the Gemara at the end of the Amud, boi minei rova mirav nachman. Ezu shig yeshuas bita l'sha'ava. What's the case of shig yeshuas bita l'sha'ava? Idu yad amezinu. Idu lo yad anasu. L'chari, he's asking this question. L'chari, there should be no case of a shigig by shuas bita l'sha'ava. If you know that you're saying false, you're deliberately making a false shuas, you're amazed. You don't mean carbon and amazed. And if you didn't realize it was a false shvua, you thought it was a true shvua, then you're an einus. That's the din of adam b'shvua. So what's the case where you're going to be chayiv a carbon? So Rav Nachman answered him. He said, "Yedei nisha shvua zu asur, aval eini yedeim chayavin alav carbon alav." The case is where he says, "I know that the shvua is asur. You're not going to make a shvua sheker, but he didn't realize that there's a chayiv carbon. So that's called a shagik." So the Gemara says, "Let's say a person knows that it's asur to mechal Shabbos." But doesn't realize that there's a chiyuv carbon. So the machlokes is munbaz in the rabbanan. In the Gemara in Shabbos, the machlokes is munbaz in the rabbanan. Munbaz holds he's also considered a shegig, even though he knew that there's a issur to mechal Shabbos. He knew that there's a chiyuv karis in being mechal Shabbos. One thing he didn't know is that you chiyuv a carbon. So it's also called a shegging. So mainly sky of a carbon. Now shegging the rabbanon hold that no, since he knew it was aser, he knew there was a laugh, he knew there was kares. Even though he didn't know there was a carbon, that's not called a shegging. So chayyeh only according to munbaz, it's shayach to say this case where a person knew that a shvu is aser, but he didn't know he was chayyeh a carbon. But according to the rabbanon, they hold that's not called a shegging. So Rav Nachman says that even the rabbanon are maskim here because here is a chiddush. Since normally you need karis for a carbon. And here you have a carbon even when there's live, even when there's no karis. So mela it's a chiddush. And mela you say that in this case, even a shigas carbon is called a shkar. That's the gemara. So the gemara is mashma, that the only case a person could be chayev a carbon on a shuas bita lisha ava is in a case where he knows he's making a false shua. He also knows there's a live there answer to make a false shua. There's one thing he doesn't know. He doesn't realize that there's such a thing called a carbon shvua. He never learned there's a carbon elevated on a shvua sheker. He thinks it's a live derisa without a carbon. In such a case, he'd be chayev a carbon. He's called a shegig to mechayev a carbon, even according to the rabbanon of Munbas. But otherwise, if he knew that there was a sir and he knows he's making a false shvua, he's amazed. And if he didn't know that he's making a false shvua, he's an einus. You have a ptur of adam shvua. Now, the Gemara in Shabbos on Dav Samach Tes says the opposite of Agamar. The Moran Shabbos brings that Abaya, that Abaya holds that by, even by Shua's Mitui, they have the same Echloik as Mumbas in the Rabbanon. And even by Shua's Mitui, the Rabbanon hold that if you make a Shegig in the carbon, it's not called a Shegig. Not like Rav Nachman. So Rashi there says, Eifenoid in Shabbos, that according to Abaya that holds that Shua's Bita also has this din that Shigas carbon lo shmei shkaga. And if you know there's an Issid live deraisa to make a Shua, even though you didn't know about the carbon, you're not called a Shagig. So what's the case of Shua l'sha'ava that yichayivan? Mimanavshach, you can't say the case where you knew there was a live in your Shagig the carbon, that would only work according to Munbas. It won't work according to the Rabbanan. So Rashi says, Amari digazach. Rashi says, Enechinami. According to the Rabbanan of Munbas, there's no case where you chayiv a carbon on Shvua L'Shava. The entire case you chayiv a carbon is dafka by Shvua L'Abba. So Shindus Rashi is clear that this is the only case, period. The only case where someone can be chayiv a Shvua on L'Shava is dafka. If he knows about the Shvua, he knows about the Issa Shvua, he doesn't know about the carbon. According to this Gemara, according to Rav Nachman, that would apply even according to the Rabbanan. According to Abaye and Shabbos, Itaka be telling the Machlek is Munbaz and the Rabbanan would only be according to Munbaz, and then according to Rabbanan, you won't have a case. Now, there is a Girsa in the Gemara and Shabbos that says, Tufta the Abaye Tufta. And the Gemara slugs up Abaye. And the Halacha is not like Abaye. The Halacha is that the Dim by Shua's Bita is that Shigas carbon is called the Shagig. And that's what the Rambam says also. The Rambam doesn't hold like Abaye. The Rambam passes like Rav Nachman. Could be he's Gairis and Akamara, Tifta, the Abaye, Tifta. And the Rambam paskins that when someone knows there's a Shua, there's an Issa Shua alive, he just doesn't know about the carbon, he is Chayiv a carbon Shua. And the Rambam says that's the only case a person could be Chayiv a Shua by Shua's Bitoy of a Shavar. Now, Taisus has a kasha, because Taisus says that the one who argues on Munbaz is Mavur in the Gemara in Shabbos is Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva, it's Mavur in our Gemara, here on this daf, that Rabbi Akiva is the one that is Mechayiv on Shua's Bita L'Shaver. So how could you say that according to the Rabbanon of Munbaz, you don't have a case to Mechayiv on Shua's Bita L'Shaver, the Hechad they hold the whole carbon Shua is Dafka by Yeshua La'aba, when Rabbi Akiva is the one that holds that your doesn't hold like Munbaz, he's the one that holds that Shigas carbon lo shmei shkaga, and he's the one that holds you are chayiv on a shvua l'shaver, a shtarka kasha. So Taisus here introduces another case. Taisus here introduces a case where not the pshat he didn't know about the carbon, but he didn't know about the lav either. He knew that there was an isser shvua, but he thought it was an isser assay. He didn't realize it was a lav altogether. So that's already a new case. This is already a second possible case where somebody's chayiv on Shua's Bita L'Shaver. Now, as you have the case of the Gemara, where he knows that there's a lav of Shua, but he doesn't know about the carbon. And Ag Gemara says that that would be true even according to the Rabbanon of Munbaz. But the Gemara in Shabbos brings a Abaye that holds that's only true according to Munbaz. And then Rashi says, Lefizeh, you have to say, according to the Rabbanan of Mumbaz, there is no chiyuv on shvuas bitul l'sha'avah dafka on l'haba, because there's no case. There's no case. If he doesn't know that he made a false shvuah, he's a ninus. And if he knows he made a false shvuah, he's amazed. And if he didn't know about a carbon, he's also called amazed. So there's no case. And the Rambam also paskins that way. The Rambam says the only case someone's chayav is shvuah on l'sha'avah is if he didn't know there was a carbon, and he passes like Agamara. That shig is carbon l'kuli alma is called the shkagel l'gavei shvuah. But now Taisus is introducing a new case where the pshat is you didn't know about the lav either. You just knew about the assay. And that would be called the shegel l'kuli alma because you didn't realize how chom a shvuah is. You thought it was just an assay. You didn't realize it was a lav. So why didn't Rashi and the Rambam hold to this case? Why didn't Rashi and the Rambam hold that if somebody knows that a shvuah is asur, but doesn't realize it's a lav, he thinks it's an assay. So memela, that's a case of shegig l'kuli alma of shuah bitul l'sha'avah. So the Ksam Sefer here, and the Pnei Yeshua in Shabbos, they're mashma, I don't say this klar, but they're mashma, because batzim neitaina, there is no assay. There's no, you're not over any assay for shuah shekir, you're only over a lav. Shals which lav, let's show v'shmila shekir. Well, they see the shame and shame of Shav. I think I took the beginning of the parak, but you only ever laugh. There is no assay. So this is the shayla. The rishayim that say that the only case of shuas bidul shavar is when you didn't know about the carbon. They can't hold that the pshat is you didn't know about the laugh, because if you didn't know about the laugh, then stam you're an einus. Elamai, you're not an einus because you knew there's an assay. That doesn't count because there is no assay. See, if I had to call the einus because what you knew wasn't even true, so that doesn't count b'chalal. Now, because I'm safe in the Bnei Yeshua, Mash Maklar, that the pshat is that Taisus also knows there's no assay. But maybe there's a machlokes in halacha. That Rashi and the Rambam would hold that since Lamaisri is no assay, the assay doesn't exist, that's not called you know anything. That would might be like you didn't know anything about the Isser. Because what you know doesn't really exist. Mashenke and Taisus says no. Even though there's no assay. But since you thought there was an Isser, you thought there was an Isser assay. You didn't realize there's an Isser lav. So that's called the Shegig. You thought there was an Isser assay, but you didn't realize an Isser lav. So that's called the Shegig. See, the emes is, the Ritva, HaChadashim in Shabbos, he says with a klarkeit, this Nakuda, that even if there's no assay, but the fact that you thought it's an assay, makes you considered a shagig. You didn't realize it was alive. You thought there was an assay, so you're a shagig. But he says, Lamaisi holds that there is an assay. You are being over an assay. He says you're being over an assay of Eshashem l'kechatira. When you go and make a shvur, Hashem Hashem, l'shav, you're being over an assay the rise of Eshashem l'kechatira. So he holds, Klapesh Shmaya Galia, there is an assay. Could be the other Rishayim hold. No, you're not even an assay if it's Hashem al-Kechatir. It's not called you even an assay. The Rishayim in Shabbos says there's an assay of Maitzis v'Sechat Tishmar. That's what the Rishayim says in Shabbos. But I saw in the Sefer Minchas Ariel, on Shabbos Dav Samach Tes, he says it's a pell of the Rishayim, because Maitzis v'Sechat Tishmar is going on Shvul Abba. It's not going on Shvul Shavah. What do my Shvul Shavah here? Maitzis v'Sechat Tishmar is an assay to keep your Shvul that you made, keep your word. Maitzis v'Sechat Tishmar. Mashiach is not going on Shvul Shavah B'chlal. Now, the time is, it's not Shver B'chlal Taisis, because it's not the pshat, you're making up a new assay which doesn't exist. There is an Isser of Shvur. It happens to be an Isser Lav. You think it's an Isser assay, so you call the Shagig. You didn't realize that it was Chomer to be a Lav. You thought it was only an assay. As I kept Mizugin, the Michas Emil Gradadir says he doesn't understand how the Achreinim could say there's no assay. He says there's another assay, the first assay. The Pasuk says, "Ubishmaiti Shaveya." The Rambam says, "Ubishmaiti Shaveya is a mitzvah assay to make a shvuas emes. A mitzvah assay to make a shvuas emes. Ubishmaiti Shaveya." But the Rambam Lamaisa argues on the Rambam. The Rambam holds there's no mitzvah assay to make a shvuas emes. It's a heter. Ubishmaiti Shaveya is a heter. Or it's an isser assay not to make a shvuah b'shem avedis gechavim. Ubishmaiti Shaveya, as opposed to a shvuah b'shem avedis kechavim. But even the Rambam, I don't think he's right. You're not over on the assay b'shmaiti shveya if you make a shvuah sheker. It's an assay telling you to make a shvuah semes. That pshat is when you want to be mekayim something, there's a mitzvah assay to go and be mekayim with the shvuah semes. I saw in the Sefer Chinuch when he quotes this Rambam, he always goes with the Rambam. The mitzvah says, say v'shmaiti shaveya, the Sefer HaChinuch says, if you don't make a shvua, if you don't make a shvua she'emes, you leave it without a shvua, so you mevatel v'asei v'shmaiti shaveya. He doesn't say if you make a shvua sheker, you mevatel v'shmaiti shaveya. The v'shmaiti shaveya says to make the shvua. When you make a shvua sheker, the pshat is you didn't have a Dover emesim amesal yidei shvua. It doesn't go right into the parasha b'shmaiti shaveya. B'shmaiti shaveya says when you have a dover emes that you want to be ma'amis to somebody, you should do it all yidei shvua b'shem. Avei mechudish dekashita sarambam to mekayim the mitzvah b'shmaiti shaveya. But here for keft, he's trying to be ma'amis a sheker. So he's not in the parasha b'shmaiti shaveya. So there is no asay. But I'll go upon him. Nagzul in yenenu. The pshat is you have one case in the Gemara of Shvua of a case of Shegig by Shvua La'abo, Shvua Shava, where you chayiv a carbon is when you know that there's a lav, you don't know there's a carbon. And Agamar says it's even according to the Rabbanan of Mumbats. And according to Rashi and Shabbos and the Rambam, that's the only case. And Taisa says a new case, the pshat is according to everyone, you can have a Shegig where you know there's an assay, where you think there's an assay, and you didn't know there was a lav. And Rashi and the Rambam hold not that way because there is no assay. But there's a third sheet in the Rishonim that the Rishonim here, the Ramban, and the Rishonim in Shabbos bring down another sheet, the sheet the Rabbi Elazar Magenzer that Tosfos brings. It's the Ravon, and they bring it down from the Rishbam, although it's not like the way Tosfos brings the Rishbam. And they hold that the Gemara is not coming lafuk. If a person bechlal doesn't know about the Issa Shua, he doesn't know who exists in Issa Shua in the Torah, they hold the Yochayev a carbon. Rashi Nemzon Yenat. Rashi Nemzon that Azavia Adam Bishua says that when a person thinks he's making a shvuas emes, he's not chayev a carbon because that's an adam shvua. Who would then, when a person doesn't know bechlal that there is such a thing as an ishu shvua in the Torah altogether, there's also a p'tur of adam shvua b'chay gavna. So Mamela, that's how he's learning up the Gemara, the Boim Nei Rav Mirav Nachman. So Mamela, in a case where someone doesn't know there's such a thing as an ishu shvua klal, he has a p'tur of adam shvua. So a male, the only case of Shegig is, he knows there's an Issa Shvua, but he doesn't know there's a carbon. And Taisus adds another possibility, he knows there's an Issa Shvua of an Assay, he doesn't realize it's a lav. And that's a shaila if that could count, because maybe there is no Assay. But that's Lefi Rashi and Lefi Taisus and the Rambam. But the Rishonim bring Ashitas Rishonim, the Ravon, this Rabbi Elazar Magenzer, and the Rishbam, that hold no. That just like by Kol HaTorah Kula, if you don't know there's an Issa Chalev and Yi Chalev, if you don't know there's an Issa Shabbos and the Michal Shabbos, Avad Yichayev a carbon. You're not called a Ninus. Who would then by Shua? If you have no idea there's an Issa Shua and you're over the Issa Shua, Avad Yichayev a carbon. The Gemara here was just discussing a case of someone knows about the Issa Shua. So could he have a Chiyev carbon even if he knows about the Issa Shua? So that the Gemara says, yeah, there could be a case where he knows about the Issa Lav, he doesn't know about the carbon. Command Kamunbas, no, Nachman knows even Rabbanan Amayda here. But that's a person who knows about the Issa Shvua. So then, Hanechanami, if he made a mistake and thought that the Shvua was correct, so he's not Chayiv because Adam is Shvua Libchansa, that's Rav Kahana and Rav Asi. So the only case is we know the Lav and doesn't know the carbon. Now, Shankin, who and then if a person doesn't know the Issa Shvua Klal, the Gemara's not coming Lafuki from that. These Rishonim hold, the Adam Meshua wouldn't apply to that. The Adam Meshua would only apply if he thinks he's making a correct Shvua. But if he knows he's saying a full Shvua, he just doesn't know there is an Issa of making a full Shvua, Lefidus Rishonim Yichayev a carbon. So these are the three Shittas. Rashi and Shamus and the Rambam hold the only case Yichayev a carbon on the Shavar is when you knew there was a Lav, but you didn't know there was a carbon. Taisus adds another possibility that maybe Lekuliyama, even if you don't hold that Shuas Bita is not different than Kol HaTorah Kula, and they're abundant argument Shuas Bita, but when you know there's an assay not to make a Shua, but you don't realize it's a lav. But they all hold, if you don't know there's an Issa Shua, that also would have a din of Adam Shua. But the Rishonim bring a Sheet this Rishonim, that no, if you don't know about this Shua, also there's a Sheik, also you have a carbon Shua. And if you know there's a lav and not a carbon, that's what the Gemara is discussing. But in a case where you don't know Bechlal, it's also a case of carbon Shua. Ha'adim Shua is only Memayit when you thought you were making a Shua Zemes. So that's all about Shua L'Shava. Now let's discuss Shua L'Haba. Now Shua L'Haba, you could have two possible cases where you could be a Shegig. Either he didn't know that he made this Shua, like we're going to discuss, or he doesn't know that Shua, that it's also to make Shuas. Now, in the case where, let's say, he forgot the shvuah mikol v'kol, he made a shvuah that he won't eat, he forgot totally about it, and he ate. So, kenira, there's a machlekes rishenim about this. It's a mafurish in the Meiri that there's a machlekes rishenim. L'chayit, it's a machlekes Rashi in the Rambam. If someone makes a shvuah that he won't eat, he forgot about his shvuah and he ate, or a shvuah that he will eat, and he forgot about his shvuah and he didn't eat, he forgot the shvuah totally, is he chayiv a korban shvuah or not? Because the Braisa says like this. The Braisa says, b'shvuah v'nelem, ahalem shvuah chayiv, ein chayiv al helem chayfetz. You chayiv an helem shvuah, but not an helem chayfetz. So the Gemara explains, what's the case where you have a helem shvuah, but you didn't have a helem chayfetz? So the Gemara says, the only case you have a helem shvuah and you didn't have a helem chayfetz is, you made a shvuah that you will not eat chitim, and you thought that you made a shvuah that you will eat chitim. You forgot that the shvuah was that you'll not eat chitim. You thought the shvuah is that you will eat chitim, and merely ate the chitim. So there you know the chayfetz. The chayfetz was chitim. You forgot the shvuah. You thought the shvuah was not to eat chitim, and really the shvuah was yet to eat chitim, or vice versa. So that case is a chayf. That's mafurish. That's a case where you have helem shvuah and not helem chayfetz. Now the Gemara Mutzizich, what's the case we have helem chayfetz and not helem shvuah? Because the Gemara says, if you make a shvuah that you won't eat chitim, and then you forgot and you thought that your shvuah is you won't eat sa'irim, Dr. Gemara, that's not only helem chayfetz, that's helem shvuah. You forgot the chayfetz, you thought it was chitim, and it was really sa'irim, and you also forgot the shvuah. That's called helem shvuah, the Gemara says. So Rav Yosef said the case is, you made a shvuah that you won't eat chitim, and you went and you ate something from your basket, you thought that thing was sa'irim. So you knew the shvuah. The shvuah was you won't eat chitim. But you didn't know the chayfetz, meaning you ate chitim, but you didn't realize it was chitim. You thought it was seirim. So b'meila, that's called the case of helem chayfetz. And that's the case you're potter. And Abaye thought that's also a case of helem shvuah. Al kapanim, the Gemara was muching. Do you have a case of helem chayfetz without helem shvuah? Helem shvuah, that helem chayfetz is a case where the pshat is that you said that you won't eat chitim. The shvuah is you won't eat chitim, and really, you thought that the shvuah is you will eat chitim, or vice versa. And helem chayfetz without helem shvuah, the Gemara was mesupik if they had a case. If there was a case, if Yosef's case was, you can have helem chayfetz without helem shvuah, if the pshat is you made it, you remembered the shvuah was on chitim, you ate something, you thought that thing was really sayim, that's helem chayfetz because really it was chitim. Then the Gemara is a shayla, what if you have a helem both shvuah and chayfetz now? So the Gemara is shakli v'tari, and the Gemara comes out, el olay shana. And Rashi says, and this would around more souls at your potter. So the shaila is, what if you forgot the shvuah mikol v'kol? You and Gansen forgot the shvuah. The Gemara's maskana is that when you have both helem shvuah and helem chayfetz, you're potter. So the chayyah, if you Gansen forgot the shvuah, so that's helem shvuah and helem chayfetz l'chayyah. So kumtay is your potter. So anytime you forgot the shvuah, you're potter. The only time the case that when you forget the shvuah, you chayyah is if you forgot the shvuah and you remember the chayfetz, which the Gemara limits it to the case where you thought the shvuah was to eat the chayfetz and really was not to eat the chayfetz or faket. But any other case, you're going to have helem chayfetz as well. If you forgot the shvuah mikol v'kol, it means you forgot the chayfetz also. So the maskana to helem zeh v'zeh is potter, so it's really very hard to find the case so you'd be chayav a korban on a korban shvuah on shvuah l'haba. It has to be a case where it's helem shvuah without helem chayfetz, which the only case is that you thought the shvuah was to eat the chitim, and really was not to eat the chitim ukadayma. And that's what the Rambam holds. The Rambam's mafurish, if you got the shvuah, you potter. And the Rambam brings down the only case of shvuah laba, the Rambam brings down the chiyav is that you thought the shvuah was to eat the chitim, and really was not to eat the chitim ukadayma. And that's the only case of carbon shvuah laba. But Rashi, here in the Afchavavim Abayis, Diba Maschel, Mezidu, Rashi says that if you forgot the shvuah, he says that you chayev by shvuah laba. And Rashi says it also mafurish in Shabbos Tav Samach Tes. And the Meiri brings down the Shittas Rishonim that the Yisrael is, if you forget the shvuah mikol v'kol, that's not called helem chayfetz. If you forget the shvuah mikol v'kol, that's only helem shvuah. The case of helem chayfetz is that you knew the shvuah, but you forgot the chayfetz. Like Rav Yosef's case, when you knew the shvuah was chitim and you got the wrong chayfetz. What's helem zeh v'zeh? That you made a shvuah that you won't, that you will eat chitim. I'm sorry, let's say you really made a shvuah that you won't eat chitim. And you forgot the shvuah, meaning you thought the shvuah was that you will eat chitim. And you took out from your basket sa'irim. and you ate the sairim. And afterwards, you remember two things. First of all, the shvuah wasn't that you will eat them, the shvuah is that you won't eat them. And second of all, you thought you were eating sairim, you really didn't eat them. So that's helam shvuah v'helam chayfetz. That's the case that the Gemara cleared about, and that's the case where you potter. Because that's called helam chayfetz, because you knew at least the shvuah somewhat. You knew the shvuah was something about eating. Chitim, you thought it was not eating, really was eating, but you knew about the shvuah. And you was helam chayfetz because you got mixed up with chayfetz was. Besides that, you got mixed up if the shvuah was to eat or not to eat. But whenever you forget the shvuah mikol v'kol, that's only called helam shvuah, that's not called helam chayfetz. As Elachai state the Rashi, so that's one machlokes rishonim, that lefi the Rambam, lemaskanas ha-gemara, anytime you forget the shvuah, you potter. Because every time you forget the shvuah, it's also helam chayfetz. And there's a klal. Anytime there's helam chayfetz, you potter. The only case where you chayv is when you have helam shvuah and not helam chayfetz. And the only possible case of helam shvuah and not helam chayfetz is where the shvuah was on yechal and you thought it was lo yechal, but you knew which chayfetz it was. Anything else is potter. But Rashi holds no. Rashi holds if you forget the shvuah, mikol v'kol, the standard case of adi chayv. No, if you know the shvuah, but you forgot if the shvuah was to eat or not to eat, and also you had a helam chayfetz, that's called helam shvuah v'helam chayfetz, and in that case, the Gemara's maskana was that you potter. Whenever you know the shvuah and you got mixed up with the chayfetz, so that's the case where you have helam chayfetz. Helam chayfetz is a ptur. But if you forgot the shvuah, that's not helam chayfetz, in that case, you're chayv. That's why machlokes is your shayla. And the second shayla is, what's a din if you know about your shvuah, you know everything, you just don't know that there's an issa shvuah b'chlal. So lefidu is shaynim that say that even by shvuah l'sha avar, there's no din of adam b'shvuah if you don't know hilchas shvuahs. The shaynim that we read eis, there are blaza mimagensa, the shaynim that I discussed. So avada by labo, it's also that way. And avada, any time you don't know that there was a lav of shvuah in the Torah, that's why you ate it. As we mail avadi b'chayv v'karben shvuah, pashit. But even lefi Rashi, Taisus, Rishayim, the Rambam, that holds as a p'tur of adam b'shvuah, if you don't know hilchas shvuah, if you don't know that there's a din that a shvuah is aser, that also has a din of adam b'shvuah. But that could be only on a shvuah l'shavar, because Rashi also says, this is what Rashi's telling you, this Rashi diva maskel mezidhu, that the din of adam b'shvuah is b'shas the shvuah. When you're making the shvuah, you don't know the facts. Either you thought that what you're saying is factually correct and it's not, or even he extends it to the case where you don't know there's such a thing called the nisr shvuah. So that's a chsoin in the mice of shvuah. A shvuah that you make without knowing the facts, that's a dinah, not a adam shvuah, that's a ptur. Mashenka, when you made the shvuah, you're fully aware. But then you forgot. Then you forgot that it was a din that there's an issa shvuah. If when you made the shvuah, you knew there was such a thing as an issa shvuah. Now, when you were over, you forgot there was such a thing called an issa shvuah. So there's no p'tur of adam shvuah. Adam shvuah is b'shas when you make the shvuah. As I said in Rashi, remember the Rishayim talk about it like I'm b'shuas einsim. If there's a din of shvuas einsim, the Ran in the Dorm speaks about it. But the Rambam is mashma that there is a din of adam shvuah even b'shas averus shvuah. So according to the Rambam, if you're going to learn that way, that there's a din of adam shvuah even b'shas averus shvuah, then you could say in the Rambam, it's not mefurish, but l'chair, it's mashma, that hayos, the Rambam seems to also hold, that if you don't know hilchas shvuas, so then there's a p'tur of adam shvuah, because the only case the Rambam says that shvuah l'sha'avar yichayiv, is if you knew there was an issa shvuah, you just didn't know the carbon. But it's mashma, if you don't know the issa shvuah, mikol v'kol, you're potter by shvuah l'sha'avar. And if the Rambam also holds that adam shvuah is not only b'shas when you make the shvuah, but adam shvuah is also b'shas you're over on the shvuah, like the mashmayus of the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, that the din of adam shvuah applies even b'shas aveiros shvuah. So I was saying that for says coming in cheshbon that according to the Rambam, an oimer mutter in his over the shvuah would be potter. So according to the Rambam again, it will be kamat not benimsa a case of carbon shvuah. By Shvuah Labba, the only case is a case where he knows Avad is an Issa Shvuah. He also knows he made a Shvuah on Chitim, but he thought that he made a Shvuah to eat the Chitim, and really he made the Shvuah not to eat the Chitim. That's the case of Helam Shvuah, but like Helam Chayfetz, that's the only case where you'll be Chayfetz. It's the only case the Rambam brings down. Mashiach, and if you forgot the Shvuah Mikol V'Kol, that Lashitas Rambam is called Helam Shvuah V'Helam Chayfetz, and the Maskan is that Yipater. And if you don't know Hilchas Shvuah, that Lashitas around is a Ksar and Adam Shvuah. So, Lefi Rav Rishayim, that there's no din of Adam Shvuah, B'Shas Averis Shvuah. the din of Adam Shvuah is only b'shas you're making the Shvuah. You have to have all the information b'shas you're making the Shvuah. So then, avada ayim muta by Shvuah la'abo would have had to be chayim. There's no p'tur of Adam Shvuah. Now, saying in the field of Rambam that there's a p'tur of Adam Shvuah on ayim muta, and the din of Adam Shvuah also applies b'shas you're being over on the Shvuah, send l'char ayim muta b'pater, and the only case you be chayim v'karib in Shvuah la'abo is when you knew you made the shvua, but you thought you made, and you knew which chayfetz it was, but you thought you made a shvua to eat, and you really made a shvua not to eat. That's the chayyid of Shad in the Rambam.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.